This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive Fan Run Radio on a Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. Happy hump day. Russell Smith punching the time clock live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Oh my goodness, do we have much to discuss today. Wow. Never a dull moment when you're on the University of Tennessee athletics beat. Wow, what a couple of days it has been here in Big Orange Country. Just when you think one controversy might be simmering down, another one emerges. We got a special guest here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Rick Butler of Rocky Top Insider is joining us. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I am doing great, Russell. It is a pleasure to be here with you today. It is a beautiful day outside. And as you said, we have plenty
oh my goodness
on the menu.
Oh, my goodness. So much going on here this afternoon. Bear is joining us from parts unknown this afternoon. Bear, are you there? Let's try that one more time. Bear, are you there? See, I knew this was going to happen. It's okay. We'll just get him on the phone.
We're troubleshooting.
We'll troubleshoot. We'll get him started. There he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
He just had to jiggle the cord. That's good. All right. Better.
I'm eating a little lunch.
All right. Well, you do that. You do that because I got to get a few things off my chest.
Okay. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
You don't have to tell us. Just go. You may go now. Like the Doc Holliday from Tombstone. Oh, you may go now.
You may go.
Folks, lots to get into here. This is what a mess Tennessee has gotten itself into. And make no mistake, Tennessee has gotten itself into this mess. It is very easy to blame Jeremy Pruitt, and we will certainly do that. There's plenty of blame to go around, but ultimately, and this is why, when the blue check marks start asking, the Tennessee fans, they're angry. They're so angry. They're petulant. It's like, yeah, you would be too if all the problems that you've had for an extended period of time, going on 12 years now, were all self-inflicted. It's not like somebody else did this to us or they're victims of circumstance or something like that. No, it's all... We've done it to ourselves, to quote Jeremy Pruitt. We've done it to ourselves.
All right.
It's a mess, man, and it does have the potential to get uglier than the university wants. I like the letter they sent back to Pruitt's attorney and the stance they've taken. It's fun to say now. I wonder if it holds up, though, because it could get ugly. Never underestimate how low a gump is willing to stoop to make a few bucks, ladies and gentlemen.
Roll down tide.
Never underestimate. You think Jeremy Pruitt is low now. You just wait. If they don't pay this guy, and look, I don't think Rick Barnes has much to worry about, but I have heard there are some skeletons in the closet, shall we say, of our chancellor that, you know, nothing salacious or terribly humiliating, but stuff I'm sure the university doesn't want to go public. So you got Jeremy Pruitt, who is committing career suicide in real time. This is the one part of it that's fun to watch. The football coaches he named yesterday, I'm hearing, are beyond livid that their names, you know, Willie Martinez is over there again now. Tommy Thigpen has moved on. All these other guys that have moved on, Butch Jones. The coaching fraternity is going to make him a pariah. He's done. That stunt he pulled yesterday, he'll be lucky to get an assistant D-line job at Oneida High School after what he did yesterday, making all those names public. And he'll be blackballed in the NFL, too, because the thing about it is, first of all, it's a coaching fraternity thing. Snitches get stitches, that kind of thing. And then you've got the UT aspect of it. And as much as guys like Pruitt have damaged the brand through the years, the brand is still strong and powerful. And there's a lot of Tennessee people throughout all levels of football, including the NFL. And some of the people that the Larry, you could try and bring Larry Pratt into this and other Tennessee boosters. All right, good luck with that. And as much of a lowlife as Jeremy Pruitt is revealing himself to be, the fact remains that the whole situation is entirely of UT's own making. You can go back as far as you want. You got Hamilton, Dave Hart, John Curry, Philip Fulmer. None of them should have ever been hired as athletics director at Tennessee. They were all terrible hires. All of them. I mean, how do you do that four times in a row? Just bam, 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 bam. I guess the same way you hire four terrible football coaches in a row. But none of them should have ever been hired. And look, Fulmer's hire of Pruitt will go down as one of the biggest blunders in the history of college athletics. How on earth Philip Fulmer thought it was a good idea to hand the keys to that borderline illiterate buffoon? It's beyond the limits of comprehension. I mean, if Jeremy Pruitt is an illiterate buffoon, then what does that make Philip Fulmer? You hired him.
I guess I'll hand him the keys to the program.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And for Fulmer to suggest yesterday that he had no idea about what Pruitt, I told him cheating won't be acceptable, and I had no idea any of that. Baloney. Please. Nobody believes that, Fulmer. Nobody believes that. Nobody with half a brain is buying that. Look, let's just call it what it is. Philip Fulmer is a liar. He's a snake. Everything that Johnny Majors said about him for years has proven to be true. And he has the gall to issue that statement and put it all on Pruitt yesterday? You got to be kidding me. Hey, Phil, who hired him? Whose fault is it? Fulmer was literally sitting in on meetings with Pruitt and his staff. He was literally on the field coaching the O-line in violation of NCAA rules and asking the reporters who were filming it to cover it up for him. I had that on tape. He knew everything that Jeremy Pruitt was about from the minute he hired him. That's probably why he hired him. He knew everything that Pruitt and Niedermeyer were up to, and he looked the other way. He's every bit as culpable. He's more culpable. It happened right under his nose, under his watch, and he knew all of it. And he's still hanging around. He's at the unveiling of those statues a month or so ago, going around talking to all the former players, trying to take credit for it. Oh, we started the ball rolling this when I was still the AD.
He will still be receiving $37,000, $37,500 in monthly payments until December 2023.
Dude, it just GTFO. FOH, as the kids say, Fulmer. And you're right, Rick. One day, next week, or this week or next week, depending on the university's pay schedule, Fulmer will check his bank account, and see an automatic deposit for $37,500, just as he has every month since he got sent packing, and as he will for the next 16, 20 months, whatever it is. Plowman and Boyd need to tell him he's not welcome on campus anymore. I'm sorry, that sounds harsh. No, it's not harsh. It's the bare minimum. Has this guy done enough damage yet? Look, I know this is another black eye for the university. We've lost count of the number of black eyes through the years, and it's sort of piling on to, you know, go through and list them every time something like this happens. But the sooner the University of Tennessee cuts ties with Philip Fulmer, the better. You got to move on. Danny White and Josh Hopper are trying their best to put the past in the past, to put the past behind them and clean up the mess that Fulmer and Pruitt left behind. And the simple fact of the matter is that cannot be done. And you cannot put the past behind until you put the past behind. And Philip Fulmer's part of the past. You got to leave him behind with Pruitt before you can move forward. And that's like they just got to do. I mean, he's over there hanging around the building. He's going to practices. He's showing up at the press conferences in his blazer. Still trying to, like, he's in denial or something. Like he doesn't realize that everybody knows what a joke he is. And all that crap that happened yesterday and all the crap they're going through, we'll see what happens, man. This Pruitt's just crazy enough, he might go to court. And if that happens, and if Rick Barnes ends up giving a deposition for Pruitt's sleazy lawyers, then that's on Fulmer too. Quick timeout. Drive continues. Get fired up already on Wednesday afternoon. Rick, talk to you about this. We'll see if Bear's done with lunch yet when we continue. 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in, the G3 Help Me hotline is open. 546-8200. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
G&J Auto Graphics, Knoxville's premier auto care company, is making the month of October a guaranteed winner.
Back here on the Drive, Fan Run Radio. Oh, man. What a day we got lined up for you. Blake Topmeyer, who broke the story at KnoxNews.com, USA Today, will join in hour number three to help us break things down this afternoon. Portion of the show brought to you by Les Turner at Right Approach Financial. Look, folks, not all of us are like Philip Fulmer receiving $37,500 every month for doing absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, receiving $37,000 a month for doing a bad job. I know that's la-la land. Most of us have to work for a living. We're doing the best we can. We're trying to squirrel away a nest egg for a little bit later. If you've got any questions about financial planning, investing, and saving for your retirement, call Les Turner at Right Approach Financial for a free consultation. His number is 865-498-3047. It's never too soon, folks, and it's never too late either to start planning for your retirement. It is essential. You must do it. You must act now. Start with a quick and free phone call to Les Turner at Right Approach Financial. 865-498-3047. Online at rightapproachfinancial.com. Bear, are you finished with lunch yet? I'll take that as a no.
I would say not.
Rick, are you finished with lunch yet?
I am. Finished a while ago, during lunchtime, actually.
You know, it's really it's fun. You're working for RTI now, so you're hanging out at all the press conferences and all the games. How many times have you seen Philip Fulmer over there just hanging out around the football building, around the press conferences, at games, making his presence felt, as we like to say here on Fan Run Radio?
Russ, that would be a whopping zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen him?
No. Not too much, actually. Oh. So I will say,
you're killing my point.
I might not be in the same section though, right?
Well, he's down there on the field. You're up in the box.
Sure.
For,
yes.
For the game.
Exactly. So we might not cross paths, but to your point, no, I hear stories, right? And you know where he's in certain places, and you're right. You know when he's on the field and talking to certain people.
I mean, call me crazy, but if you basically were forced out of your job in disgrace, I don't know what you guys, RTI, if you have like meetings or something, you guys get together or you have some sort of office environment or something where you guys go on a regular basis. Like if they found out that you were grossly incompetent in your job and you had terribly mismanaged a specific situation to the point where you can't work there anymore, would you be like hanging around events? Would you show up the next week at your weekly lunch gathering or something? Be like, hey guys, hey, remember me? What's up? Hey, I'm just going to sit here. Don't mind me. I'm just going to have some bread and some water. Y'all go ahead.
No, of course. Oh, you turned me off. Rick, turn me off.
Turn me back on. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. My wife wishes she could do that sometime. Just hit the off button on Russell. I don't have to listen to you anymore. No, of course you wouldn't do that. That's exactly what Fulmer's doing. And by the way, most of us, like I said, we don't get $37,000 a month when we fail at our job. We don't get some sort of lucrative buyout. You know what we get? A guy comes around and says, give me your key and get the bleep out of here. You're done. Leave. You don't get paid on your way out the door. It's absurd. Rick, do you think this goes to court? Do you think Jeremy Pruitt is crazy enough to take this thing to court and just burn it all down, mutually assured destruction, as they say?
Well, I wouldn't be shocked against it. I mean, like you said, I think this clearly has extended this far out. You're right. Jeremy Pruitt and the lawyer team that he has is clearly showing that, hey, they're not going to hold back, especially with the names that they're dropping or the different things that they're implying. So, yeah, I think to your point, I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And that has, I believe, a nine-day timeline, correct? That goes till October 29th.
He says he's going to sue at the end of the month.
Yes,
if they don't come to the negotiating table, he's going to sue. And UT, I'm no legal expert, but I've heard some people say, "Oh, it's just bluster. They'll write him a check. You know, they're trying to scare him into downing the asking price significantly, and maybe they'll give him half of that or something just to shut him up, just to buy him out, just to make it go away." But their letter said, "Look, we are 100% confident in firing you for cause. We don't owe you one red cent." And by the way, I love this part of the letter. The UT lawyer who wrote him back said, by the way, all those things you suggested, aside from being classless and tactless, dragging other people into it, they amount to a confession of more rules violations, since your contract said you have to disclose anything you see as a rules violation to the university. So we're just going to add that on to the laundry list of reasons we fire your client in the first place. Good day, sir.
The unraveling to the story, it just keeps going.
So I don't know. Maybe they'll try and write him a check, make him go away. I would do that rather than get in court and drag Rick Barnes and other people into it as well. But maybe they're just that confident in their position. And that overriding buyout checks, which I would be too if I'd written as many buyout checks as the University of Tennessee has through the years. Let's go to the phones. Phil is up first today on The Drive. Good afternoon, Phil.
Larry. So you got Fabulous in there, huh?
Mr. Fabulous is back.
Howdy.
Rick Butler back in the fan-run White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.
It's good to hear his voice.
It's good to be in the building.
We're out in the Bear Bryant. Extended meal.
We don't really know.
I'm here.
Oh, he's back now. He's like a ghost.
He was here the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to you guys. I was just trying to finish my lunch.
Shoving a hoagie down your face or something?
It was a chicken Philly from Jersey's.
I wonder what Bear thinks about the battle captain now.
I really just wish he would go home and go away, Phil.
Stay over in Block County. I agree.
For all the good he did, it's outweighed by boneheaded decision after boneheaded decision. He's bled. I still can't believe, I mean, he got, what, a $6 million buyout when back when we fired him as head coach, hired him back, paid him all that money. He got a buyout again, and he's still over there. It's like Russ said, everything Johnny Major said about him is true. I feel like we owe Phil, and I told you so, Russ. I really do.
Hold on, Phil. We'll cue it up for you. You're right. You've earned it. We give credit where credit's due. This one goes out to Phil. Tried to warn us about Philip Fulmer.
I told you so.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you so.
How does it feel, Phil? A good I told you so always feels good, doesn't it?
Well, not really. I mean, we're in a mess. We're in a real mess right now. And like you said earlier, we created this mess. And, I mean, that's what's so bad about it. We got incompetent people. Well, besides the battle captain been running things over there.
Oh.
We don't have anybody over there that looks after the University of Tennessee first. They look after themselves first. That's what the problem's been for the last 15 years.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's just been too much short-sighted thinking, poor leadership, sometimes just a complete lack of leadership to begin with, and bad hiring decisions. And it compounds itself every single time.
And all the three people that the battle captain interviewed, the best one was Mel Tucker. He should have hired Mel Tucker out of the three he interviewed.
Yep. Yep. No, I don't know if Mel Tucker would be winning enough to satisfy this fan base at this point, but I don't think that he would have you in the off-the-field mess that Pruitt's left behind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And it's the irony of this happens during the Alabama football week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if that's ironic. I mean, that might be – that feels like that was planned. I mean, of course it was. Jeremy Pruitt. He'll be watching the game Saturday night in his Crimson Boxers.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pruitt has a lot to lose here, but I think Dante Plowman's got a lot to lose, too, if this thing doesn't go too well.
She has not covered herself in glory in this whole affair. And I'll tell you what else is interesting, and this, I don't know if anybody else took note of this, but you remember they basically put a lid on all this stuff, right? All the Pruitt stuff, the investigation stuff, do not talk about it. Remember Danny White a couple of months ago saying, look, I already got slapped on the wrist for talking about it, so I'm just not going to talk about it?
Yeah.
So their lawyers have clearly told UT's administration, do not talk about this at all. Well, Rick Barnes didn't ask for permission, did he? He came out and said, and I'm sure they would rather him not say anything, but he said, no. It's my name. It's my reputation. If you want to fire me, you fire me. I'm freaking Rick Barnes. I don't care. I don't need your job.
Yeah, he came out swinging.
And he said, I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to defend my good name. And he came out and basically chastised Jeremy Pruitt as if he were a misbehaving toddler, which he kind of is.
Yeah. Well, I hope this thing gets cleared up. And we still got the NCAA thing is not cleared up. I mean, I'm going to support Heupel. I really don't care for Danny White one bit, but I'm supporting Heupel. I think Heupel's a guy with high integrity, and I think he's a good football coach. And I guess the way things are, we're lucky to have him.
He's hitting all the right notes so far. He's doing what he's supposed to do, and I don't think anybody has huge expectations for Saturday night in Tuscaloosa, but I think the Kentucky game is winnable, and I think that If Hooker's healthy and coming back next year and he's able to add the right pieces, I think they could make a dramatic step forward in 2022.
I agree. One more thing. Fabulous, have you been over seeing the basketball team practice?
Yes.
Well, maybe when you get some time there, can you give us kind of a synopsis of what the team looks like?
Ooh, very good.
It's fun right now. The team is just starting to get on the court. You see guys flying around. I'll tell you one little nugget right now. Kennedy Chandler is going to be as advertised. I think he is looking great, looking fast, getting comfortable with the players, looking good.
And the depth on this team with 14 scholarship players this year because of Fulke's COVID year is pretty remarkable And competition for minutes is going to be at an all-time high. And this, the fact of the matter is, there are going to be a couple of guys who probably pretty good players in years past probably would have played major minutes who won't get any minutes.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I think for Tennessee fans, especially looking at this basketball team, I think it's going to be fun just in the sense of, yes, there's going to be the returning favorites that people love. Your Josiah Jordan James, your John Fulkerson, guys like that. And by the way, guys like Kamwa have stepped up really too in this offseason. But you are also going to have all these new faces, including guys on the sideline, the court assistant coaches and whatnot. But Justin Powell looks good. Kennedy Chandler looks good. Just a whole list of guys as Tennessee gets ready for the season to start.
All right. He is Rick Butler. I'm Russell Smith. Bear is with us. We're going to take a quick timeout. More of your phone calls coming up. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Winning season returns.
All right, back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Wednesday afternoon edition of the show, 865-546-8200. You want to jump on the G3 Help Me hotline. Let's grab a call from Heath. Good afternoon, Heath. You're on The Drive.
Hey, Russ. How you guys doing today, buddy?
Doing well, thanks.
All right. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say I kind of like seeing old Deacon Barnes come out of the gate swinging a little bit. Not something you normally see from him. It just kind of makes me really think that they really might be bluffing on this for him to be willing to come out, throw a couple darts like that. That's just not really like Barnes, so it's kind of interesting to see.
Well, I took it as Barnes basically, like, he doesn't care about the football side of it. Like, whatever Pruitt did and whatever Fulmer did, well, that's Danny White and Josh Heupel's problem. And Rick Barnes runs his basketball thing. It's very insulated over there. And he's basically saying, keep my name out your mouth. Like, you don't know anything about me or what I do. Do not try to drag me, because Rick Barnes is a guy who prides himself on doing things the right way. And
absolutely,
the last thing he wants to do is be associated with somebody like Jeremy Pruitt, who clearly doesn't do things the right way. It's not a wins and losses thing. It's just an integrity thing. And it's like, listen, man, you want to come at Rick Barnes for not doing well enough in the postseason or not running a modern enough offense, fair game. It's basketball. Go ahead and criticize away. But he'll be damned if he's going to stand there on the sideline with his mouth shut when a clown like Jeremy Pruitt starts casting aspersions his way.
Absolutely. And honestly, this is about as pathetic of an attempt at desperation as I've ever seen. For him to basically say, well, if you're not going to give me money, even though I completely botched this and, you know, you don't owe me anything, but if you don't give me this, I'm just going to throw a big hissy fit and I'm going to blow everything up, take everybody down with me. It just seems like complete career self-destruction at this point for him. I don't really see what he hopes to gain from this as far as, other than getting the money. He's not doing himself any favors. I don't see him ever getting a major coaching gig again, whether it be college, NFL, anything. I mean, I feel like he's really just shooting himself in the foot by doing this.
He's blown up his entire coaching career. He will be able to coach maybe rural high school football, which is probably about where he belongs. But even the quote-unquote big-time programs like Hoover High down there in Birmingham, with all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes at a program like that, as far as players being recruited and stuff, they're not going to want that guy anywhere. He is going to be blackballed from all levels of football. And the only kind of job he will be able to get is a small high school gig where nobody in the pro or college game has any contact with the program.
Right. I could see that. And I almost wonder to a degree if he already feels like he's kind of in those shoes and that's why he feels like he has to do this. I don't know. But
well, he's working for the Giants. He absolutely does not have to do that. He could turn and walk away and take his medicine. He swung and missed. He failed here. It didn't work out. And he won't be able to coach college again because he's going to get a show cause. But if he keeps his mouth shut and doesn't throw anybody else under the bus, he'll be able to coach in the NFL. He'll be an analyst, maybe get hired as a D-line coach or safeties coach or something like that. on down the road and make a nice living and bounce around, do whole that whole thing, get on the NFL pension plan and be fine. But he's overplaying his hand, and now he's thrown people like Rick Barnes and Tommy Thigpen and Buck Fitzgerald and Willie Martinez and Butch Jones and all these other people into the mix. Well, all those people know hundreds of people in football too. And so this is a spider web out, and he is now known as a snitch and a turncoat, and nobody's going to hire him anymore. His contract is going to quietly expire with the Giants after this season, and then he will be done. I would be stunned if he's coaching in the NFL next year. We know he won't be coaching college because he's going to have a show cause, but I would be absolutely bewildered if he's able to have an NFL job going forward.
I agree. And, I mean, if you look at other coaches that have dug themselves into holes, they didn't try to blow the whole thing up to take down with them. Like Hugh Freeze, for example, you didn't have him out there snitching on everybody else, trying to take everybody down with him. I don't know. I mean, I guess we called him Gump for a reason. I appreciate you guys taking my phone call, and you guys have a good one.
Thank you, Heath. We appreciate you. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline, 546-8200. Portions of our show brought to you by FanDuel. The NBA is back. There's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel Sportsbook. To celebrate NBA tip-off, FanDuel giving new customers enhanced odds 75-1 on any team to win, any game today. So you go check it out. The big game today is the Celtics and Knicks in New York City. The Knicks are a 1.5-point favorite tonight in that one. But you get 75-1 on either team to win, whoever you think is going to win. You could pick the game with the biggest line. The Bulls are -5 tonight at the Pistons. You bet on the Bulls. I mean, that's what I would do, is just find the team that's favored by the most. Timberwolves favored by 6.5 at home against the Rockets. The Grizz favored at 7 at home against the Cavs. The Utah Jazz are 13.5-point favorites tonight at home against Oklahoma City. You're a new user to FanDuel, 75-1 odds, man. Go ahead and make you some big bucks over at FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Give it a shot. Download their free, super easy to use app and find out why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using our promo code DRIVE1 to get 75-1 odds on any team to win October 19th, that was yesterday, or 20th, that's today. That's promo code DRIVE1. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. If I were Tennessee, I would offer, I'd offer Jeremy Pruitt $1,000 in non-withdrawable site credit, FanDuel, and a year's membership to the Jelly of the Month Club.
I'd just tell him to hit bricks.
Take it or leave it, Jeremy. Take it or leave it.
See you later, Gump. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
He wouldn't know what to do with the site credit. He'd probably bet it all on Tennessee to beat Vanderbilt or Alabama straight up. He'd bet it all on Vanderbilt to beat whoever they're playing.
Yeah, he's not what I would call a super high IQ person.
So Bear,
this thing he's pulled. I'm with you on. I loved your opening rant. That was vintage Russell W. Smith. I agree 100% with everything you said. I don't know what this guy's going to do. I didn't realize he just had a 1-year contract with the Giants.
What are we allowed to talk about the fact that Pat Forty, who is on the list?
Yeah. He's number one now.
My guy Brian Rice across the dial over there at State Run said,
a little emotional.
He banned him from State Run Radio and said, you can never come on in any of our shows, and I will fight anybody that has you on. Well, apparently.
He's on right now.
Apparently, Pat Forty has been extended an invite by our competitors.
Yeah, Jimbo.
So does this mean Brian and Jimmy have to fight now?
I'd pay cash money to see that. Who would you put your money on? I'm going with the Crazy Cajun.
No, I'm going with Brian, man. He's a young man.
Jimmy's
got a bum knee. He's old.
Jimmy's, he's an old dude like me. I'm putting 100 on the Crazy Cajun. I put a Ben C note down on Jimmy. He'd go all swamp ass on him.
Well,
I bet Jimmy's a biter, Russell.
If you want, folks, if you want Fan Run Radio that will not kowtow to the media that continually calls you petulant, I believe was the word 40 used over the weekend to describe you, the listener. That's the kind of guy that State Run brings on. And he's on there now condescending to you. Oh, it's so funny. I didn't mean it. Ha, ha, ha. But
no, he's still saying that he wants he thinks if Tennessee was serious about sending a message, we should not have any fans at the Georgia game.
No fans at the game. No alcohol.
He's an idiot.
No fun. The same guy, he and Wolkin, who said they shouldn't have football last year. It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible to have football. We can't do it.
Same guys that continue to say that we smeared Greg Schiano's good name, but they completely gloss over the fact that Oregon wanted nothing to do with Greg Schiano before, long before the Tennessee thing happened with Butch, long before Schiano Sunday. Why, Russell? Because he was connected at all to the Penn State scandal. Oregon fans didn't want him. The only people that want that guy.
No, that's not true, Bear. You just didn't want him because he wasn't a good football coach. He wasn't good enough for you. You looked down your nose at him. Had nothing to do with that. Those are unproven. That's hearsay. That's hearsay.
Double hearsay. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry if you're connected to any kind of crimes against children and you add that in to what I consider to be other, you know, significant character defects. When you lied about your quarterback having a drug problem when he was hurt, and I sense a pattern of borderline, you know, kind of that's just borderline behavior. But I drew the line. You know, anybody that was even remotely involved, I don't want him here. And I'm sorry, Pat Forty's buddies with him and can't understand that. I don't understand why they continue to target us. There are plenty of schools that wanted nothing to do with that chump. The only place he get a job is with that scumbag Urban Meyer at Ohio Suck and up there at Rutgers where they think he's some kind of legend. Nobody else wanted to hire that guy, Russell.
Well, if you want to hear from Pat Forty, head on over to State Run Radio. They've got him on, and he's going to tell you why you're wrong, Tennessee fans. He's going to tell you why you think what you think and why what you think is wrong and how you ought to think instead. But if you want a radio station, ladies and gentlemen, that will stand by its word, that will not allow these cretins to come on our airwaves. These are public airwaves, State Run. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. Pete Thamel is not welcome here. Dennis Dodd is not welcome here. Doug Gottlieb, Dan Wolkin, Stephen A. Smith, Tim Brando, Seth Davis, Dan Wetzel, Joel Klatt, Kirk Herbstreit, Gary Parrish, Peter King, Booger McFarlane, Brett McMurphy, Dana O'Neill, Matt Hayes, and Pat freaking Forty. You are not welcome here. And we will throw hands if any of our coworkers try and book one of those clowns. Not happening.
Nope.
I'll chain myself to the board. I'll throw the phone in the lake.
Russell.
I'll throw the phone system in the lake. You don't think I'll do it? Try me.
Ain't nobody going to cross us. Who's going to cross us? No one.
Well, certainly not the three and out guys. They'll be too busy making sure none of the candles around the Jamie Chadwell shrine don't fall over and set fire to the studios.
Yeah.
Shout out.
He's got his hands full.
Shout out to Nate and Houston watching the their boy tonight. Coastals played at Appy State and Boone.
Will Nate be wearing pants, Russell?
Of course not.
Never.
Of course not. The list is the list. It's not to be messed with. And our friends up the dial, unfortunately, have crossed a line today, Bear. You hate to see it. Hashtag hate to see it. I don't know. Maybe Brian Rice is running in the studio right now, ripping off his shirt, wanting to throw hands.
I'm telling you, man, Jimbo Himes will whip his ass.
No, he won't. Stop.
He would.
He's an old man.
I don't know, man.
John Wilkerson would never stand for it either. He's the nicest guy in the world. He'd stand behind them. He'd make peace. He'd like whip out some fresh baked cookies or something and start handing them around.
Some nice snickerdoodles.
Yeah, and then like everybody would calm down and cooler heads.
Has he not got one of the best voices in town? Wilk. Oh, I love that guy.
He's
voice
not on
the
your
Fighting Irish over there at Dorman Blades.
Oh, that's where he comes from. The Butch Bowl. Oh, we John got a big Wilkerson. Game at the Butch Bowl tomorrow. Is that at the Butch Bowl or at Powell?
I'm not sure.
That's tomorrow, right? Thursday night football, Powell and Catholic?
I don't know. It may not go good. I mean, Keandre Jarman's got a broken bone in his foot.
Oh,
our quarterback's got a calf on his left hand.
There are the Altar boys are already sandbagging. You hate to see it. We got to take a quick break. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan-Run Radio coming up.
The Drive. Harris Cherokee Casino is close to home and will turn your fun road trip into an epic sports betting escape. You won't miss a single play on their 90-foot screen and viewing area, or reserve one of their three private fan caves for the ultimate game day experience. Visit harrischerokee.com for details. Must be 21 years of age or older to enter the casino floor and to gamble, and must present a valid state or federal photo ID upon request.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Should we be spending so much time talking about the competition?
I was getting a little like Attitude Era WWF vibes.
Well, at the
I don't care to. I love John Wilkerson. He's one of the.
That's like the go-to line before you rip everybody else at that station. Like if you say that you love John Wilkerson, then it absolves you.
I love a lot of people. There's a lot of good people over there.
Many fine people.
John, Will West, Jimmy I find entertaining. I like that Jimmy booked Pat 40. Jimmy doesn't give a damn.
I kind of like it too, I'll be honest with you.
that's something we do. Like if somebody on one of the other shows, we can't have him on.
Don't get me wrong. Like I don't like booking Pat 40. I would never do that. But I just like that he did it just to show Brian that he could. You're not the boss of me.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you text me and we're like, hey, they said we can't. Nobody can book this guy. Go ahead and text him right now. That's real recognizes real.
I don't know. The other stations I've worked at, they had like a strict – no talking about the competition policy. So I always feel weird when we start doing it. They used to say, well, you're just giving them free publicity. I don't know. I kind of feel like everybody knows what the competition is.
Yeah.
In today's day and age, social media, everything's everywhere at all times, you know?
I just feel like our audience is not their audience. There's plenty of, as my friend, the late, great Randy Moore used to say, there's plenty of interest in UT sports for all of us to make a decent living.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, people listen to that show, probably not going to listen to this show. They probably listen to this show and think, what are these idiots talking about? And people listen to this show, probably tune in that, it'd be like, boring.
Why am I listening? Yeah, tennis. The tennis coach.
Rick Butler.
This is a big enough town. There's plenty for everybody.
Rick Butler, Mr. Fabulous, hanging out in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios and looking sharp too, Bear. He got a haircut and he got a real job.
Wow.
Finally.
Big.
Finally got a haircut.
Looking sharp.
That was tough.
I was talking with Warren, Rick's dad.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
We're having conversations about your future, son.
I was quite surprised to hear my dad make an appearance
Bear
on your last voluntary reaction.
He talks with Trey's dad. He talks with your dad. He probably talks with my dad.
Your dad's way too smart to entertain me at all.
Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up. More of your phone calls. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. The voluntary reaction. As soon as the UT game is over, tune in to Fan Run Radio's post-game free-for-all, featuring instant analysis from your favorite Fan Run Radio hosts and your phone calls. All the joy, all the rage, all the passion. Win or lose, it's must-hear radio. The volunteer.